This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 20, 2026. There's an update on 3A zoning and climate change is on the agenda in Newburyport. Mostly sunny, breezy, low 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:05 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. As Attorney General Andrea Campbell prepares to take action as appropriate by the end of this month against a dozen communities not in compliance with the MBTA Communities Act, Marblehead is developing an updated plan to bring the town into compliance, while Middleton is working to appeal for exemption. The MBTA Communities Act requiring 177 Massachusetts cities and towns to zone for multifamily housing by right in proximity to public transit has resulted in these communities losing grant funding as a penalty for not yet approving compliant zoning. Marblehead, considered an adjacent small town due to its proximity to the commuter rail in Salem and Swampscott, must zone for a district with a capacity for 897 units of multifamily housing in order to comply with Section 3A of the Zoning Act. Matt Petra reports in the Newburyport Daily News, hoping to build off a climate-themed community reading held in October, the PEG Center is holding a public meeting for residents in the greater Newburyport area on January 29 in an effort to launch local climate action initiatives. The meeting is set to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Newburyport Senior Community Center at 331 High Street in Newburyport. The public is invited to register at thepegcenter.org with a suggested donation of $10. This initiative was inspired by Christina Figueres and Tom Rivett Comrack's book, The Future We Choose, The Stubborn Optimist's Guide to the Climate Crisis. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
On AutumnLive.com, Zach Laird reports the Swampscott Planning Board received updates on the latest draft of the Swampscott 2035 Master Plan during its last meeting, which outlined housing, climate resilience, and economic vitality as core priorities to consider. Metropolitan Area Planning Council Project Manager Carlos J. Montañez began the discussion, explaining that he's been working with Economic and Community Development Director Marcy Galaska and Senior Planner Krista Magaha with the goal of presenting the board with an executive summary of Draft 1 of the Swampscott 2035 Master Plan. And Caroline Enos reports in the Gloucester Times, many of Martin Luther King's dreams for America are still just that. A biographer of the civil rights leader explained to a crowd at the Gloucester Universalist Unitarian Church on Monday afternoon. Salem State University professor Jamie Wilson, the author of Martin Luther King Jr., A Life in American History, is quoted as saying, over a half century after his death, King matters because his social and political agenda have largely been unfulfilled. Wilson was the keynote speaker of the Gloucester Meeting House Foundation's 10th annual MLK Jr. Day, this year hosted in partnership with the Gloucester Racial Justice Team. Though King helped strike down laws allowing legal segregation in southern states, he later lost the support of many white Americans by focusing on issues in states where racist policies were outlawed, but racist practices were not. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys high school hockey from yesterday, Stoneham topped Danvers 4-1. The Peabody Co-op team beat the Everett Co-op team 9-1 with seven different Tanners scoring goals in the win. Lynn Jets were 4-1 winners over Northbridge, and they evened up their record at 4-4 on the season. Kyle Furlong had two goals and an assist for Lynn. Over the weekend, the Gloucester boys hockey team notched a 4-3 overtime win on the road against Winthrop. Bryce Delbano got the game-winning goal for the Fishermen. The St. John's Prep wrestling team won the Catholic Conference title yesterday. It was their 28th consecutive title and overall number 31 for the Eagles. In girls basketball, Pawtucket beat Amesbury 62-30 as Panthers' Amelia Crow scored her 1,000th career point in that game. In the pros, the Celtics lost to the Pistons last night 104-103. Boston hosts Indiana tomorrow night. Bruins were off last night. Tonight they play in Dallas. And the Patriots play the Broncos in Denver on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.